Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, can we take a moment?
Hey, can we take a moment real quick? We're going to take a moment to tell you about This Sounds Serious, one of our favorite fictional podcast series.
This Sounds Serious is a comedic homage to the true crime storytelling and plays with the familiar styles, tones, and tropes of popular true crime podcasts.
Season 2 of This Sounds Serious is called Missing Melissa.
Believe me when I say it is both gripping and hilarious.
Season 1 of This Sounds Serious was rated by Apple Podcasts as one of the best shows of 2018.
To find out why, download Season 2 of This Sounds Serious wherever you get your podcasts. This sounds serious.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Off Book.
The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno. This is Off Book. We make up musicals.
We make up musicals. Meow, meow.
Meow.
Last time it was all about cats. This time it's not anymore, probably, but who knows?
Who knows? we got the fan band. We got Brett on the fret. We got
Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings.
We got Dana Wickens, producer Wicks on the sticks. We got Karate Bird. We got male person Stacy. And we got you.
We got
here
you.
For a new hundo. Or 2 episodes into
we don't
new
know
hundo.
If this is 101 or 102.
But you're here and we're happy you are.
Either way. It's the first one of these for you.
That's right.
Because they're all different. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
They're all new, so everyone is the first one.
You know, let's bring in our guest because I want his thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm.
He's an Earwolf staple from the podcast The Underculture. Please welcome the brilliant James Adomian.
Hey, folks. Boy, oh, boy.
Boy, oh, boy. Here we are.
The traffic. I swam here.
He's coming to us directly from the Catskills.
How far can you swim? Because someone told us the other day during a triathlon, which is like biking, skiing, shooting. That's the triathlon. But
I can do a triathlon if it involves like swimming and then getting out and walking across a courtyard.
That's a slow triathlon.
And then like grabbing a beer
That's
and then
a Palm
walking
Springs
back.
Vacation, yeah.
Yeah,
the triathlon does not have a set lengths of things.
So if you did like
a tiny.
She was
doing like a sprint one.
It doesn't? Wait, so could I, like, get in a pool, swim across it, get off the pool, get on a bike, go across the street, jog real quick? That's a triathlon?
Well, I mean, I guess it is of sorts.
It's a bad triathlon.
Yeah, I just mean, like, in the way that runs, like, there's a marathon, there's a half marathon, there's a 5K. All of those equivalents exist in the triathlon.
Marathon is how long it takes for a man to deliver a message and drop dead.
That's right.
Yeah, yes.
Yes,
we
that's
won the
marathon.
Battle.
We won! Kaboom!
The Battle of
That's
Marathon,
That's like Mel
right?
Brooks, yes.
Where he arrived in Marathon. His name wasn't Marathon.
No, he was running to Marathon. I mean, his name
he
was.
He does have a name that some nerds out there
yeah,
are screaming.
They know.
They're screaming it.
Let's say his name was Marathon, but also because he ran to Marathon.
Did he run to Marathon or to report about the Battle of Marathon?
He ran back to, I believe, Athens from the Battle of Marathon
That's what
to
I thought.
Let them know that they won so they didn't surrender
That's
or something.
Right. But here's what I wanted your thoughts on. I love it, Scott. And probably right. But
yeah.
Also, here's what I... To go back to what... No, I loved it.
I think Scott was just playing around.
Oh, I thought he was starting.
I mean, he would start at literally anything because he's amazing, but... Oh, he did it The More You Know.
Oh,
thank you, Dana.
Thank you, Dana. I wish they were closer to microphones.
I don't.
Okay.
I like them where they belong.
Such a power dynamic here.
Instruments.
but what you were saying, Zach, about like this is new for someone, you know, you were speaking in riddles and things, but apparently that is part of the logic behind a Japanese tea ceremony, is why it's so precious and long and like thoughtful and caring to another person, why it's such a big deal, is you will never be the same. I will never serve you this cup of tea. I will never serve you. No, sorry.
Someone
I will
else.
Never serve you a cup of tea again, because you will not be the same person tomorrow you are today. This is the only
tea will change you.
No, no, no. It's just, it's like validating the idea that, this moment cannot be replicated.
I spoke before I understood. I think I did understand it after the bad words had left my mouth.
This sounds like there might be a little bit of psilocybin in the tea.
Yeah.
Okay. That's, what is that though?
Oh, magic mushrooms.
Oh.
You could accomplish the same thing.
Okay.
Okay.
I just nerd checked myself by not knowing what a cool drug was.
Nerd check.
Nerd check. I didn't know either, Zach. I just, I figured it was some sort of hallucinogen.
But I figured nothing. I had no idea.
You had no context to that clue?
No, I heard the context. I just didn't have the sort of mental willpower to put the neurons together and do
so,
it.
So you dropped out of this triathlon.
Yes, and dropped out of this tiny.
But island. You can keep training.
But I wanted to come back from marathon to tea ceremonies to say, James, what do you think of that?
Tea ceremony?
Yeah.
All I've ever, I've only seen, this is dumb, but I've seen Alan Watts, the guru new age guy from the 70s. I've seen like YouTube videos where he's doing a tea ceremony and he's like, when we are in the present, pour, boring, stir. We understand that there is no moment except this moment now.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's nice.
I like that. I think that's very nice.
I know. So that's like why it's a gift, is like I have to give you the gift of this specific moment and take my time about it. I thought it was nice, but it also was confusing.
When did you participate in a...
No.
Oh, okay.
This is just me sharing anecdotal.
We're just telling things about tea. I watched the first episode of Outlander last night. And that show is exactly what I thought it would be. But they do, someone reads tea leaves at the end of that.
Every episode?
Yeah, I think that's how they go to Scotland in the past and people have sex and then they read tea leaves. No, but in this one they did. They read tea leaves and the woman giving the tea leaf reading was like, it was the most brilliant way to be like, and here is the plot for what is going to happen over the course of the entire series. Because she was good at reading the tea leaves.
That's cool.
She was like, you have a line for a husband. And it doesn't break, it fragments. And normally that means your husband dies, but this means you have two parallel husbands?
What? So,
this is a way to work spoilers into the TV show.
Yeah.
Just tea shadowing.
They give it to you. They tea shadow.
Do you read the pattern of the tea leaves in the pot or the cup?
The cup.
The
I
cup
believe.
After
I,
you've drunk
I
it.
I think you drink it and then you get rid of the rest of the water on it. So it's just the tea leaves and you read it in the cup.
They do that in... the Armenians do that with the really strong Armenian coffee.
The coffee.
After you drink it, you turn it upside down and sort of interpret the patterns.
I would love to be able to do that, to be able to divine the future. From
I thought you meant
the,
like turn over a cup without breaking it or something.
Yeah. Finish a cup of Armenian coffee.
Man.
We go now to a house of intuition where there are crystals and tarot cards and candles
and beaded curtains
and sage
and gemstones
and that one wood, Palo Alto. No, that's not right. One of those woods.
Could it be sandalwood?
Yes. Could have been sandalwood.
I smell sage.
What is this place? Me and what my life will show. Am I ready to know the truth of what is yet to come? Or should I just have a cup of tea, just have a cup of tea, just have a cup of tea and let it play out?
Play out.
crystal ball, or if I want tarot cards or lifelines red.
Doesn't make a good tea.
Those wouldn't be good to drink. But if you melted down the crystal ball or food processed the tarot cards, those could make a tea. I think I should just
have a cup of tea, have a cup of tea, have a cup of tea.
Thanks for meeting me, you guys. I just had like the most wild experience.
Sarah, you look shook right now.
I'm shook. And honestly,
Daniel, doesn't Sarah look shook?
Daniel, do I look shook?
Yes, Sarah.
I feel
you look
shook.
You look shaken.
Shaken.
Neil.
Is that what
Daniel?
It is?
Not stirred.
Neil, you think I look shook?
Yeah.
You think I look shaken?
Well, I'm trying to. Is there a difference?
Gosh, I don't even know anymore.
What happened?
Okay, so I was getting a cup of tea. Here's what kind of tea it was. It was...
With your condition?
With my condition...
You know your throat can't stand the hot water. Oh, sorry. Was it an iced tea?
Okay, here's something wild. The place I was at, this cute little tea shop that I'd never seen before, okay? It was... I was just walking.
Where was it?
Okay, so I was going to go walk around the reservoir.
Got to.
Not going to run.
By the dog park side?
The dog park.
Got to.
I was going to walk around it, okay, just to get my head clear. Not run.
Get your steps in.
It was too hot. It was too hot.
Get your steps in.
It was already too hot to run.
Okay.
So I was going to walk around the reservoir. Okay, and so I'm at the part where, like, I'm coming past the dog park where it's homes. It's truly only homes.
Yes.
Abodes.
It's homes.
It's
abodes.
It's living spaces.
I believe like one of them is architecturally significant, but it's just homes. And then all of a sudden, there's a shop, a tea shop.
There's no tea shop there.
There was, though, Neil. Here's why I'm shook. There suddenly was.
Maybe it was zoned as a live, work, residence, and workplace.
Maybe, Daniel, but this woman called to me. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm trying to walk around the reservoir to get my steps but not run because it's too hot. And also my throat can't handle hot liquids. And she said to me,
come in, come in, come in to my tea shop.
To the tea shop.
Come in, come in, come in. Come with me, shop, with my whiz
dunk,
of tea.
Dunk, dunk.
Have just a minute
dunk,
with
dunk,
me.
Dunk.
Have a spot of tea.
What did you say?
Well, I said, listen, I said, I'll have a spot of tea with you because I feel you might be lonely. And if I was to be a good person in this moment, I'll share a few minutes with you, but I can only have some tea if you've iced the brew.
Ice the brew.
Well, I have a cup of tea for you. It's a kind of tea that's old. It's iced. Yes, there's ice inside. The ice makes it cold, but it's not your average iced tea. Not, for although this tea is iced, this tea is also hot.
So that's what she said. The tea is also hot.
Okay, so it was like, and it wasn't like a dry ice situation.
No, I was not in a dry ice situation.
Whatever you do, gentle walker by lady, don't drink the hot cold tea.
This was a man with his dog returning or going to the dog park.
Did it look like
a
normal man or like the sort of man that warns you about a witch?
Well, here's the thing. He looked like a normal man, but then his dog gave me a wink and he aggressive.
Don't worry, he's friendly.
Okay.
He likes people, but not when they drink tea.
Okay.
Calm down, boy. You'll have your treat. He's very friendly. He just seems mean.
And then I didn't know what to do. So I went with the woman for the ice in the brew.
No! I warned you!
Slam! Welcome to the tea shop. Have a drink, I've prepared it now. And when you sip this hot iced tea, you're gonna be like, wow!
I put it to my lips as the dog barked outside. And suddenly flashed before my eyes all the secrets I could not hide.
This is your future. Very, very strange. I'm reading here in the tea leaves. Okay, so you've seen your future. Now I'm going to guess what you saw.
I did only see it as flashes of images, so go ahead.
She curses you, as I'll explain through the door. And then she goes through and reads a further prophecy more.
Damn it, Brian!
I live next door. I don't like necromancy in this neighborhood.
Necromancy is just a mean name for the science and magic revolving around the dead.
Please don't put me in the middle of this. Yes. I mean, thank you for trying to stop me, because now I do sort of regret it, but she seemed so lonely.
She's lonely? Why do you think a woman who lives alone would lure people in with something as innocent as tea?
Friendship.
Rude. Maybe I'm just selling tea. And yes, I give it away for free, so that's probably not it.
This residential neighborhood isn't zoned to be selling things in a retail capacity.
I'm going to open this door. I honestly refuse to have this conversation through the door. Brian.
Yes?
You have made your complaint.
Magdalene.
To the city.
The neighborhood council specifically.
Listen, the zoning laws don't apply to me. I don't care if it's R1, if it's R2.
Let's get something clear, Magdalene.
This space exists within a temporal gap. It's not actually here. It'll
and
be
then
gone.
Daniel, Neil, can I stop you for a second?
Yeah, for
At this
sure.
moment, I realized I am not civically engaged enough, because I was like, I do not understand what they're saying.
Sure, so R1 is like a residence, is a zone that is good for one residence.
And then okay. R2 is like you can get away with a couple of things.
Okay. R3 is up to three, and then there's like,
honestly, I kind of got that from context clues, but
hold
I couldn't
second,
make my neurons
quick.
Do it.
R2-D2 is when your house is zoned for droids.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Okay, so then they kept going.
All of which is to say, I'm only here on the blood moon, so what's the big deal?
That's another issue we've raised with the local neighborhood authorities.
For the last time, I do not control the blood moon.
But your property is in disrepair. Let me make something perfectly clear, Magdalena. According to the neighborhood council, you are suspect, and we think you're the bad guy, and that dynamic will stay the same unless something utterly changes about our status.
I'm so sorry to interject. I do feel like if some of it's just about curb appeal, which I do understand, like this is a very hot neighborhood, and so you're one sort of eyesore situation that comes every like blood moon. Like, honestly, I'm actually a landscape architect, and I would love to help, like, get some xeriscaping in here.
Are you for real? Will you do that? Because honestly, keeping this lawn green in the middle of summer is a nightmare.
And it's irresponsible, honestly. And I can.
Well, I didn't
plan it there. Are you properly licensed for lawn manicures?
I am, yeah.
And topiary work?
Well,
Sarah, stop. Yeah. Are you telling us you got your first gig?
Yeah!
Sarah, congratulations, you buried the lead. I thought this was going to be about a sort of like dark and... But this is... You finally got it. You've wanted this for so long.
I know you've
been looking for work, handiwork, that you could just get paid in cash or Venmo.
Well, it's so hard to get the ball rolling, but then you feel like once you get a few, the
word
refusal
of
system,
mouth.
The word
yes.
of mouth, and I just needed that...
Somebody to open their door.
I needed that first foot in the door.
In a witch's door.
I needed that first foot in the door.
Hot from
getting the steps in.
Now I don't have to hustle as much anymore. Now that I got the first foot in the door. You know, sometimes it can be hard when you use self for your brand. And how do you put yourself out there? It's hard to understand. There's no traditional
sounds like that door was an incredible jam.
But you guys, I'm sorry, there's still more lead that I've buried. So I'm working on...
Are you telling me there's a part of this story that is more important than our good friend Sarah finally getting your career off the ground?
So happy for you,
so happy
Sarah.
For you.
Thank you.
I hope you can pay me back.
When something happens for you...
You're first on my list. No.
Not any urgency at all.
Daniel, thank you. No, you're first.
And I didn't
first.
Want to bring it up.
No. Seriously, like, money between friends is, like, so complicated. Like and half. I'm dying. I'm going to pay you before I pay off
just
my credit
like
card.
Half.
Absolutely.
No, credit card first.
No.
Whatever urgent.
No, I'm paying the minimum. I'm okay. I have a plan for it. Just, I got to pay you
I'm
first.
I'm so worried about that.
What?
Then you just pay the minimum.
Well, it's not ideal, and it's not making your credit
you're
card work the way.
Just crazy
well,
amounts
I have a pretty
interest.
Low interest rate. I have a pretty low interest rate.
What is it?
It's only...
If you say 7, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
Neil, do you think I would ever have a 7% interest?
I don't know. Some people got really predatory loans out of college. It was the Wild West
out
there for a while.
Oh my gosh, no. It's not on a loan. It's honestly on a balance transfer card. And I'm...
Okay. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God.
I have 2 more months till the APR goes up.
Did you see the stress in my shoulders just melt? I felt like they were up by my ears for a second. Now they're back where they need to be.
I saw that, but you...
Are we going to dig into this Sunday or what?
What's that? Oh, yeah, let's have some of this Sunday.
Oh, I thought you meant the day of the week.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it's also Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, I need to cancel next Sunday's bowling. I'm
no,
not going to
can't.
Make it.
You can't.
Are ice cream Sunday bowling Sunday day?
Neil.
Yeah, Sarah, you just got so intense for
Neil.
A while. What is
Neil.
That?
Wait, she told me it couldn't be changed. Neil.
Did yeah? she say that this would?
She said all of this would. I mean, I saw it. Neil.
Yeah.
You have to be there.
Oh my God. At where?
At Sunday bowling next week.
I do?
Yeah. But
you mean the witch told you?
I don't even understand. No, she showed me a version where we all were bowling next week and it was fun. And we got that moment where we were like, wait, we're all bad at bowling. And we wanted to quit, but we didn't, because we were like, you know what? We need to be adults about not needing to be good at everything. And then we all laughed and we were like, yeah, no need to be competitive about something that doesn't matter. But Neil, you were there.
Okay. If it means that much to you, I'll skip my grandpa's funeral, I guess.
Oh my God. That's a tough call.
Yeah, I mean, no. This clearly means a lot.
No,
I'll be there.
No, Neil.
It's so generous of you to change your urgent family plans in order to, you know, to support the prophecy of someone she met at the reservoir.
I feel like it broke the truth. Like, I actually think you shouldn't come to bowling so that I can prove that not everything I saw is set in stone, that I still have free will.
But you said, wait, hold on. We had that moment where I realized we're bad at bowling and it's super fun?
Yeah.
That sounds more fun than my grandpa's funeral.
Well, definitely. But, like, shouldn't you be at your grandpa's funeral?
Yeah. No, definitely I should.
Okay,
it's gonna be a sad affair.
Hold on. We can do both.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do both.
The funeral is a daytime funeral, as they tend to be. And so that we'll just do bowling.
And I'm so sorry, I forget. Do you have any Irish heritage? Is there a wake? Like, is that a significant part of your mourning process?
Is there a wake, or are they not sure that he's dead?
Is your grandpa Ned Devine?
Okay. No, my grandpa's not Ned Devine, but funny that you ask. It is.
You do have that little motorcycle.
What's that?
You do have that little motorcycle scoot around the town.
I have a small motorcycle.
I can't believe we're talking about this. She told me we would win the lottery.
Like in the...
I can wait.
Did she say that, or is it just?
Well, I saw
together?
It as a flash.
Okay.
Wow.
But now I'm so confused.
Did she hand you a flash drive with the rest of the prophecies?
Are these? No, she didn't. I mean, luckily I have a really good memory. Remember how I could recite to you word for word?
And you're
word
going
that
back there, right? I assume you have like a sort of consultation.
The blood moon's over.
So when's the next one? 8 months? 9 months? 55 months from now?
Maybe there's another way I can find
her. Sarah, we've got to get back to her. Is there a blood moon somewhere else in the world?
Where does she go when she's not by the Silver Lake Reservoir?
Where does anyone go when they have to get away from a large tank of drinking water?
Hold on. She is wherever the blood moon is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we just gotta make one of those.
Okay.
So I haven't thought this plan out past that sentence.
It didn't need
to. But, like, we just need to make one of those.
Oh, boy.
Well, how hard can it be to make a blood moon,
Neil,
right?
Last time you guys asked me to make a full solar eclipse just because I was the best in shop class.
But I feel like if anyone can do it, Daniel, it's you.
Yeah, Daniel, like...
I mean, your welding business it's been so profitable that you've been giving all your friends
loans. Honestly, I love that we all work with our hands. Can I just say that? I feel like that's a dying breed.
It's generous that you called me a Subway sandwich artist, someone that works with their hands, but I appreciate it.
You do.
Thank you.
It's true. Whether it's a bloody moon or whether it's a homecoming float, I can use my hands, and I've got those tools. I can sand fly the paper mache to make it look like the moon and the satellite, and put a light on top of the moon to make it look like a slight eclipse event visible through.
Can we trick a witch? Can we trick a witch with a crafty blood moon? Can we trick a witch? Can we trick a witch with a crafty blood moon?
And if we can't trick a witch with a crafty blood moon, I know that would be grand. But in the meantime, tell me more things you can make with your hands.
Well, if you give me Play-Doh, I can turn it into snow. If you give me a pancake, I can almost make anything. If you give me time and nails, I can whip it up into some kind of stormy hails. I can make weather patterns that will blow your mind like the wind blows from the north and the south. I can make a phenomenon that will take the words from your mouth.
With a trap, the one with a crafty blood. But can we trick a witch? Can we trick the witch with a crafty blood moon?
I don't know if I have the right things. I'll have to go to a hardware store, and I honestly honestly need someone to hold down the paper while I work on my little surface.
Oh yeah. Definitely, 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 we're gonna work as a team.
I can do that. I can be a human paperweight.
Definitely, 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 we're gonna work as a team.
I can do that. My weight is perfect. It's pretty great.
But a blood moon is the hardest thing that I will have ever done.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like faking a moon landing in a microcosmic level.
But here, I think that we can do it, because it will end up alright. Because witches are good at magic, they don't traditionally have great eyesight.
Can we trick the witch? Can we trick the witch with a crafty blood moon?
Paper mache.
Can we trick the witch? Can we trick the witch with a crafty blood moon?
And maybe a light.
Say it's only a paper moon.
It's only a paper moon.
Over a Muslim sea. That's no problem. We can trick the witch.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Can they trick the witch? Where does she go when the moon goes away? Will Brian and his dog have their way with the neighborhood council? And what else did Sarah see? Find out when we return to the second half of What's the Tea? The Musical!
Here on Earwolf for your ears, and the hosts are so incredible, you got nothing to fear.
So no one told you that you needed another pod? Well, you did, because it's from two talented ladies. It's so, they're so amazing, it's almost odd.
It's called Best Friends, and it's for you. It's Nicole and Sasha.
Because you're there for me too. Let's play in the When we last left Sarah and her friends Daniel and Neil, they were trying to figure out, is the future fixed? Find out when we return to the second half of What's the Tea? The Musical.
So I just hold this paper down with by standing on it.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Careful, don't rip anything.
Yeah, sure. I'm just standing here.
Daniel, which Mod Podge did you want me to bring in? Do you want the semi-gloss or the no gloss or the firm?
Well, if it's supposed to be a believable moon, I guess just layer them over each other and call one the dark side and one the light side.
A ring at your door, Daniel, a ring at your door.
Quick, cover up the moon.
Lay on it, Neil.
Hello?
Hi. Are you that crafty man that can craft lots of things?
It depends on who's asking. Are you a bill collector?
We're stumbling in behind. We're stumbling in behind you. We're coming through this narrow hallway to stand behind you.
I'm sorry. I'm not a bill collector, but strangely enough, my name is William Collector, and some people call me Bill. No, I'm just a man named Bill Collector, and I'm here because I want one of those flamingos that's made out of, like, gears and springs, and it doesn't have to move, but it's one of those, you know, hodgepodgey iron sculptures.
Oh, right. It's a little lawn decoration.
Yes, but welded together out of springs and cogs and sprockets.
Daniel, well, this is amazing. This man has a pocket watch. This could be your foot in the door.
I love a foot in the door. And I'd love paying work. I'm a craftsman, you see.
You are the craftsman I've been looking for?
I can make anything, almost.
Anything? I have so many ideas of things.
See, I'm working on something. Would you mind taking a number, perhaps?
Sure. Is there sort of like a...
Yeah, there is.
Like a home...
You're two.
I crafted the number machine, too.
Oh.
Each of these is bespoke. It looks like you're my first customer, so you pulled one.
So it's my turn now.
I guess it is.
To tell you all the things I would like.
Sure.
Can you make a frog made of gears and a rabbit whose ears are made of springs?
I can do the amphibian. The hopper might
make
be hard.
That makes people laugh.
That sounds like a tall order.
It's made from metal things.
Boy, that's brassy.
Can you make a penguin?
I can make it, but it might be cold.
That's okay, I would like it made from the parts of a car. Preferably a car that's very, very old.
Boy, I've gotta get started. I'm gonna need a lot of parts, Dad.
I'm gonna get started. You're going to need a lot of parts. Also, what?
Oh boy, what's gonna hold all this together?
Oh, I'd like it to be welded if that's possible.
It's possible, but hot.
Well, yes, I assume so.
I've got a shop class mask.
Well, that's just safe. I wouldn't expect you not to use one, though.
Safety first.
I'd also like a manta ray. Swimming in the ocean,
stabbing a nature guy to death,
and a turtle with a complete turtle range of motion.
Luckily, they've got shells.
Oh my gosh. This is so exciting, Daniel. This guy wants like a whole brass menagerie.
A brass menagerie! Yes!
I'll get right on it, sir. I've got shells, I've got penguins, I've got ices, I've got glaciers. They can melt, they can be a cold. I've even got the moon! One thing I don't have is money, sir. We didn't talk about pride.
I'm a very, very, very rich man.
Phew!
Dreamer?
Hold on, the door is still open. Thank you, rich kind sir.
Thank you. I, William Collector, will be back to collect my brass menagerie.
Don't worry, you're my number one client.
I can't.
Clothes.
Daniel, I can't believe you would forget about us for that gentleman caller.
What about
the moon, you selfish dreamer?
He was a gentleman caller. He was rather handsome for a man his age. You know I can't resist an older man with a watch fob and a certain amount of...
I know.
Do I need to spray on the paper still?
Oh, Greg. You've muddied it up.
Friend Neil asked me to come over here and stand on the paper.
You've added more craters that aren't even on the real moon.
I'm sorry. We all came to the door and you...
Yeah, we were bumbling down the hallway.
Dragging the moon under your shoes.
So I invited Greg over to come stand
Neil,
on the paper.
You won't believe...
Yeah, I've been standing on the paper the whole time.
Greg,
I got my soccer cleats on because I was in soccer practice. They call it football in some countries. Boy, call it soccer. I'm an American man.
The moon has been trampled by your friend.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I put some holes in the moon with my football cleats. Sorry.
Boy. I'm just going to walk.
Soccer cleats.
This project is going to have to wait a minute because it's been muddled by friends, and B, I've got paying work now. Isn't that what you're all about too, Sarah?
Is it? Is it what I'm about?
Sarah?
I'm just going to turn away for a second. I'm in the same room, but I'm turning away.
Do you want like a moment?
No,
light that's I can turn on.
Yeah, that's good.
I am a handyman.
I want you to hear this, but I can't look at you.
Okay. Do you want us to like interact?
No. Well, you can with each other, not with me.
Okay.
Let's go wait next to this blowing window curtain here.
Okay.
Perfect. It's getting dark outside.
Perfect.
But there's one light on
yes,
her.
Yes, that's what I want. This is exactly what she said would be. Friends torn apart by financial stability. And here it is a coming, a ding dong from Bill. So it leaves me guessing, do we have free will?
Told us to be.
It's like she saw it before.
Honestly, I don't wanna be here. But she asked, and I was like, oh, well, there goes me walking over to the window here by the still. Just cause she asked me, and it makes me wonder, do we have free will?
Careful when you're standing next to my still. I also make homebrewed alcohol underneath the windowsill.
Underneath it,
I make everything I can because if it's predetermined, at least I'd like to pretend that I've got some kind of free will. Just looking at the moon out the window, and I looked over there, and it looks nothing like the moon.
No, it's bad. Was this supposed to be the moon?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad.
Greg, we didn't ask you, but you've already interjected, so.
Cool. So, like, here's my thoughts on it. When I woke up this morning.
Why is Neil friends with this guy?
Do I have to put on soccer cleats?
He's a jock. We're the arts nerds. He always shows up here with his cleats.
Did I choose to put on soccer cleats?
Shows up with his nasty cleats, stomping on the moon with his dirty feet. I can't get anything done. It's like I don't even hold my own power.
Why does
does he show up in his soccer cleats? Or with his dirty feet? Why does he show up in his soccer cleats?
You'd think it was practice and they were doing well.
Okay, you guys have been real rude to my friend. He was here doing a solid for me.
Oh,
and yes, I was surprised when I asked him to stand on this paper that he showed up wearing soccer cleats.
I bet you can't tap dance with those cleats.
Oh yeah.
I'll hit up and down with the pop. I'll make the moon. I'll make a paper mache.
Sorry, it's Greg, and I'm coming over here because I can't tap dance in these cleats. A challenge I do here. Now some places call it other things than tap dancing. So now I just call it football with your feet. A tap 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 a dip a tap a do a tippity tap. That's how I do a shuffle off the buffalo time step. All these tap like what the heck? Tap dancing is the same as sports. If you say it's not, you're wrong. Dancing is the greatest sport. It's the sport you do to songs. And there are no points except when you get reviews. It's starting points and the points are stars. That's the sport I choose.
Still pretty fine.
It's an average score. Hey guys, this moon thing, I mean, you're probably gonna stay here and mix stuff for Bill Collector. Greg has
his name
I
is
guess
William
just,
Collector.
Oh, sorry.
His
yeah.
friends call him Bill,
well,
so
then,
I don't know.
William,
if
we're,
there yet. We're
definitely not.
No, he's tearing us apart.
Anyway.
I have to go.
Do you?
Well, I was gonna say, I have an idea.
Okay.
Just come with me.
Okay.
I'll just sit here with the moon and your friend standing on it.
Yeah, I'll stay here and hold it down. Practice my shovel off the buffalo.
Fine, Greg. You don't always have to tell us exactly what you're doing.
Sarah, come with me.
Okay.
Greg, I guess you can hang out because you're hot.
Hell yeah, I am. Soccer bods will do that.
Soccer bods?
It seems like it's mostly my legs, but I have to work everything.
We know, Greg. You have a great body.
You guys think I let you down? Well, guess what? I'm also let down.
Why are you let down?
Because you don't support me when I'm trying to make stuff like a moon to help you out of your witch house problem.
What are you talking about? I bought you every kind of Mod Podge you could have asked, and I thought we were in this together to understand what this...
Okay, guys, I was wrong. I was going to go off with just Sarah, but you need to come too.
Oh, okay. That was my parting.
Greg can just stay.
I guess I convinced you with my parting.
I can't stand us fighting like this. Greg, you stay and watch the... Is it okay if Greg watches your house?
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, man, I can do it.
Well, he is hot, and turns out he could tap dance in cleats, so I
yeah,
guess
honestly,
he scored that goal.
Hard
can
as
I
hell.
I don't want to tell you this.
Yeah, why, Sarah?
I don't want to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you a little bit. You should make a go at Greg.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'd be for sure down.
I'm not even 21 yet. I can't go to bars. I don't even know what a gay bar is. I mean, a gaydar, I mean. I see a guy, and, you know, all I know is what's on TV.
Man, I'm 20 years old. I can't be going to no gay bar unless that gay bar is like one of those 18-year-old bars where you can just go and dance a lot.
He's over there. I don't think he can hear me when I'm sidebarring with you,
but
Sarah.
But he can. You're both under 21, and you're both figuring it out, but... I've seen your future, and you two are in love.
The arts and the sports?
I know it's hard now. It's hard to have something so big to think of. But I've seen your future, and you two are in love. I'm sorry, I just wanted to come clean to your face. I'm sorry if that messes up a little bit of the chase, but you two.
I gotta score a goal.
You mean costumes and shorts? What? Wow! I can almost believe it.
Goal. Daniel, I think maybe we should let...
Let them stay?
Or Neil, we should let Daniel stay. And
as long as you're okay with him and you're friends again.
Well, I don't know yet. I feel like some of this stuff is real and some of it isn't.
Oh, Craig, wow. That's so hot.
You're so hot.
Wow, it's so cool to hear you say that. I didn't think it was possible for so long.
Neil, I don't know what your idea is, but the only idea I have is that we have to go find Brian. He's the only other person who knows maybe something of what we're dealing with.
Oh, okay.
And I know exactly where to find him.
Unbutton, unbutton, unbutton.
Plus,
hey.
They're falling in love, just like she said they would. I guess I'm happy, but I'm also sad. Because did they... my head's all a mess. Come on, let's go. Good luck, guys.
As improbable as this is, it feels like it was almost meant to be.
It definitely was.
I don't think it's improbable at all.
You know the word improbable?
Hell yeah, I do.
Here we are. Here we are, Neil. A city, a neighborhood council meeting.
This is the kind of place where Brian would be.
Definitely. Okay, is it that woman getting signatures to make the farmer's market every day?
Is that Brian? No, that's a woman. And it's not that guy representing the PGA.
It's not that guy who wants a crosswalk everywhere. He wants the whole neighborhood to be crosswalks, cause he doesn't even care. Oh yes, there he is.
I'm Brian.
He's
talking about tea.
Now it doesn't seem like... Do we have to
wait? I don't understand why we have a problem with tea.
Yeah, see, what's the problem with tea?
I love tea. I like
boba, matcha,
oolong, chai.
Now,
Earl Grey,
now listen here,
Darcy,
y'all. We're not to bring this meeting to order now.
Let's listen to the old, the old Southern guy who just moved to L.A. a couple of years ago.
Now, I may just be a simple Southern man running this neighborhood council.
We love it every time. Do more of your Southern stuff. We love it every time.
Well, I was just sipping upon a mint julep.
Oh my gosh, he's adorable.
Now listen, we don't have time.
I don't think that we should be drinking at public meetings.
Oh, come on, have a sense of humor. This is Silverlight.
Well, let me,
I haven't had a sense of humor since my husband passed away many years. He used to work in comedy.
I know it. You still lived in Silver Lake when they had a trolley system. Let him talk.
Now, I was just going to say that there is an order for all of us to do all the things that we need to do in this meeting here today. Now, first up on the docket, I have a proposal from Mr. Brian Owns a Dog.
Yeah, that's me. Brian Owns a Dog. A typical reservoir adjacent community member. I've got half bald. I keep the hair short. I've got a baseball cap on. I don't play any sports actively.
Typical Silver Lake resident.
I like to walk around clockwise. On weekends, I'll go counterclockwise.
Mix it up.
And one thing that I think this neighborhood has a problem with is that we're getting a little lax with these zoning categories.
This is what I was talking about, Neil. Yeah. He cares a lot about zoning, and it made me be like, I don't know anything. But maybe he's going to say something that'll help us know where to get to.
I object!
Oh, there she is!
I'm sorry.
The witch!
My house only exists during the blood moon, and that's super inconvenient for me. I would sort of like it to exist all the time. I pay taxes, just like everyone else, for a full year. My house should get to exist in a temporal space, in a real physical space on the material plane, 365 days a year, not just when there's a blood moon!
I thought you were controlling that.
Hmm?
I thought you chose that.
Yeah, you're saying you're the victim of your own magic?
Sarah, is that you?
Yeah.
I've been wondering, is it going to be possible to do a sort of faux riverbed with sort of river rocks?
Yeah.
Brian, you
really
are fuming
choice.
Right now.
They are conducting business here in a neighborhood council meeting just like they are in her magical, unzoned home.
Brian!
It's a violation of the rules!
Brian, I don't live in this neighborhood. I commute from a different neighborhood to use the reservoir, but I'm close enough that the border is significant, and I have something to say.
What do you have to say? You're not even a stakeholder.
Huh. Everyone has stakes in what happens in the neighborhoods around them. So goes the neighborhood, so goes the neighborhood, as they say.
Classic.
Well, I said that. We've I said that in the local newsletter.
We all say that.
I liked it so much I printed it out. Yeah, I printed it out on my doormat.
I actually got that tattooed on my bicep.
Really, Neil?
Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks.
Brian, take a look around.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I see some families.
Don't you know
I see
where you are?
I'm right here in Silver Lake.
The city of dreams.
Okay.
Where
fine.
Nothing is exactly as it seems. You live where you work. You work as you play.
That's already.
Everyone is hustling at the end of the day. Every zone in LA is zoned for dreams.
There's R1, R2,
Every
and a series of R's.
Every zone in LA is zoned for dreams.
I object.
Everyone who does what they can and really means what they want to say. Every zone in LA.
Dreams reach them higher. It doesn't matter if it has 5 feet of clearance from the nearest overhead wire, or if it's 5 feet from the neighborhood property line. If you have a dream, you should go for your dream, and it all will turn out fine.
Every zone in LA is zone for dreams.
And it's not a violation.
That's exactly right.
I have a baseball cap.
You're supposed to take a breath.
But I'm 50 years old.
Clear your head.
I look about 48.
Know what you can handle.
I'm a part owner of the Silver Lake Lounge.
But instead,
Brian
is out of your control.
Why don't you take a drink of this tea?
I don't need to be friends with my neighbors.
No, just drink it and see how happy you could be.
Well, I've been a little tired.
Just drink it. It has a good source of caffeine.
Let me smell
it. It's very cold, but it's also hot, which is why it's giving off steam. Just take
all right, Magdalena. I think I'll try your tea. I'm getting a sense that I'm outnumbered, at least by 2 or 3. Do I just sip it?
Yeah. Have you never had tea before?
I don't like caffeine.
Flashes of him with new friends at a sidewalk cafe. Flashes of him walking counterclockwise every day.
Flashes of him with a heart that is soft when it used to be hardened. And he's hanging out in a parking lot that was rezoned as a beautiful garden.
I don't know what's happened. Everything's changed. I feel like tearing down those chains. I want to jump in the water. Come on, dog, let's swim. Woo! It's not just about me. It's about zone 1, 2, and 3. And
every zone in LA is zone for dreams. Every zone in LA is zone for dreams. Everyone has a story to tell. Nothing is it seems every zone in LA.
Every zone in LA is zone for dreams.
And I see too the lesson from you. Oh, that dog's having a hard time swimming.
I can't swim, and neither can my dog.
Just hold on to my hair.
I wish there was someone that I lived next to in my community that could help me when something happened. I got in here because I was feeling trippy. Like I was something.
Here, take my hand. You see how it feels.
Right, wait, is this Neil?
Yes, I live here. My name is Neil.
I'm grabbing.
Yes, now you're up on the shore.
Well, what are these balls that they put on the reservoir?
It's for the sunlight to make it.
My grandpa's funeral. My dad's fine.
The end!
Welcome back.
James, what a tour de force.
What a delight, man. Thank you so much for doing the show.
That's not easy. You guys are great.
You are amazing, and I need the listeners to know that sometimes you stood.
Sometimes you stood. This was, it's truly...
I almost tried to sneak a sneaky little video of it, just as like a teaser of like the pure energy and joy that James brought into the studio.
It's often not a bummer that we don't record video. Today, it's a full bummer.
I mean, I need you to just picture him standing sometimes. It was great.
Well, you know, my instincts coming from the theater sometimes to be like, cross, downstage, left.
Find exactly. Your leg.
But with a microphone you're anchored to, the most you can do is stand up.
That's why I truly had to narrate that beat of like, I'm crossing over here and you can kind of hear me, but not really. Because if I was on stage, I would have just done that. Okay, we're going to kick off this.
You would have still narrated it if you'd done it on stage.
Maybe.
I've played with you. You say everything you do. Walk, walk, walk. Step, turn over here.
And you do too. Dance, dance. Surprisingly good dance move.
Hey, hey, thanks.
All right, we're going to kick it off with a little summer jam right now just to close out the ep because it's
summertime. And this is a summer jam and we haven't really thought it out any further than that. So let's do it. Wix, bring us in. Yeah.
Will it be a good summer? I don't know. Let me just roll the dice. Because I'm switching and I'm only having my coffee iced. That's how you know that the true temperature is up when I put ice in my coffee cup. And if it's in the morning and it's got that meringue layer, I still put ice cause I'm an iced coffee player.
It's summertime, everybody knows, and I'm gonna do it summer style, I suppose. Step one, oh, oop, I'm gonna put some ice in a bowl of soup because it's summertime, and you do not know that if I'm eating soup, it is straight gazpacho. Yeah, it's like soup, but it's cooler. It's summertime, and you know I am the ruler.
Late June, you've always got the solstice. Days are long, but the nights, they've got the mostest. July comes, it's almost too hot.
Just put some ice on it.
Oh,
summer style. Put ice on it.
Oh,
summer style. If there's ice when you fuck, you can fuck a while. So put ice on it.
Oh,
summer style.
Yo, yo, I got this idea in my head. Straight up, I'm putting ice all over my bed.
Girl.
I don't care if my sheets are getting wet. I definitely won't have a single regret.
Oh, when I come to your room, girl, you know you want some. You know I'm filling up ice inside that condom. Safe sex, but it's cold as fuck. Gonna have a cold dick now, you're in luck.
Make sure that your ice tray has some kind of alcohol.
That's right.
You wanna make rum ice cubes. You wanna make whiskey ice cubes. Suck on your ice cubes and get high.
Frozen whiskey. Suck on your ice cubes and get high. Just put some ice on it.
You
You know what this is? I'm being cold, being emotionally distant. Right now I'm bottling up my anger. You are my wife, but yeah, I treat you like a stranger. Ice on
Rhea.
Summer style. Put ice on your relationship. Summer style.
Put ice on it.
Summer style.
Put ice on it.
Can the people find you?
They can hear me on the Underculture Podcast.
Underculture Podcast.
On Forever Dog.
You got some live shows coming up, yeah?
We're doing Trump versus Bernie.
Gotta you see it. Gotta.
Los Angeles and San Diego, at least.
Oh, my word. You gotta see it. Do you even know? Do you even know how you gotta see it?
Do you even know you gotta see it? Thank you so much for coming
Thanks
on the
so
show.
Thanks so much. We loved having you. This was such
it's
a joy.
It's been a true joy.
Oh, my God. I had a fun time.
Give it up for Brett.
And I'm ready for summer.
I'm ready for summer. Give it up for Brett on the Brett. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. Get up, Dana. Producer Dana Wicks on the Sticks, Karate Bird, Mail Person Stacy, everyone here at Earwolf.
Thank you, Earwolf. Thank you, Colin. Thank you, all the people that make this show possible. Hey, in honor of our 100th episode, we got some very cool posters by the very own Sean Matthew Leary. They have, like, a ton of characters. I didn't realize this. They are limited batch, and we've sold about half of them. We have half left. They're all signed, and we would love for you to have one.
Yeah.
But for that to happen, you do have to buy it.
You do have to buy it.
We're not going to sort of do anything to make that happen.
Buy that Sleepy Baby hoodie. Y'all voted, wanted a hoodie, so buy those hoodies, y'all. They're nice and thin. They're actually a perfect summer hoodie.
It's a summertime hoodie.
It's a nice layering hoodie. And also, we're starting to drop our live episodes in the Stitcher feed, so use Stitcher promo code OFFBOOK to start listening to some of those episodes we did on the road where you came out and saw our faces with your faces. And as we say at the end of every episode,
when you put ice on it in the summertime,
you know it's good. No reason or rhyme. Bye.
Bye.